AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Barclays 30% quarter leaves one gap. No active trend signal, despite broad bank support. Barclays PLC ADR finished within 3.9% of its 52-week high after another positive week. But participation remains below average, and the weekly trend signal is still inactive. Research brief. Barclays PLC ADR closed the week of 19 June at $26.31, up 3.3% for the week, 10.4% over 4 weeks, and 30.0% over 12 weeks. The move is backed by positive market dynamics and relative strength, and the stock is outperforming the broader U.S. financial services group. The main qualification is confirmation. The trend backdrop remains inactive, and volume was only 0.8 times the 13-week average. Key points. 1. BCS closed at $26.31, 9.7% above its weekly trend line of $23.99, and just 3.9% below its 52-week high of $27.38. 2. The ADR's 30.0% 12-week return compares with 15.2% for U.S. financial services and 26.0% for U.S. banks diversified. 3. Industry support is strong, with banks diversified showing 77.8% active trend breadth, 100.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 88.9% positive relative strength breadth. 4. Volume did not confirm the latest advance, 23.6 million shares traded versus a 31.1 million 13-week average and a 40.7 million 52-week average. 5. Risk is balanced by an 81.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, two recent reversal markers, and an inactive trend backdrop, despite improving price action. Price action is strong, but the signal state is not fully aligned. Barclays PLC ADR added 3.3% in the latest completed week, closing at $26.31 and placing the stock at 89.8% of its 52-week range. The recovery has developed quickly. BCS is up 10.4% over 4 weeks, 30.0% over 12 weeks, and 52.6% over the past year. Price sits 9.7% above the weekly trend line at $23.99, which keeps the weekly price structure constructive. But the ShareMaestro trend backdrop is still inactive. That makes this an early recovery watch rather than a fully confirmed trend regime. Market dynamics are supportive, with activity pressure positive at 0.29 after improving from negative readings in late May and early June. Relative strength is also positive at 6.95, while the expectancy model remains constructive at 65.76%. The composite score of 67 reflects that mixture: strong price and improving internal activity, offset by incomplete trend confirmation. Diversified banks are doing more of the heavy lifting than the wider sector. The sector context helps explain the bid. U.S. financial services rose an average 0.5% for the week, 3.0% over 4 weeks, and 15.2% over 12 weeks, leaving Barclays ahead on all three horizons. Within that broad group, BCS ranks in the 88th percentile, with positive market dynamics and relative strength, while sector trend breadth is only 42.0%. The industry read is cleaner. U.S. banks diversified averaged a 2.1% weekly gain, 7.2% over 4 weeks, and 26.0% over 12 weeks. Barclays outpaced those averages with a 3.3% week, 10.4% 4-week return, and 30.0% quarter, ranking fourth of 18 industry peers on the 4-week measure. Breadth across the group is unusually supportive, with 77.8% active trend breadth, 100.0% positive activity pressure, and 88.9% positive relative strength. Citigroup, Santander, and Sumitomo Mitsui are also showing strong multi-week bank momentum. So Barclays is participating in a broad industry move rather than moving in isolation. Volume and valuation distance are the main checks on the advance. Participation is the clearest weakness in the latest data. The 3.3% weekly gain came on 23.6 million shares, below the 31.1 million 13-week average, and well under the 40.7 million 52-week average. The resulting 0.8 times volume ratio does not invalidate the price move, but it leaves the advance short of stronger sponsorship. Recent higher volume weeks were more visible during the March sell-off and early April rebound, while the latest approach toward the high has been quieter. Valuation distance also argues for selectivity in reading the move. The close is 81.6% above Share Maestro fair value at $14.49, which signals premium demand, but also raises sensitivity to any loss of momentum. Weekly return volatility is steady at 4.1% on both 13-week and 52-week measures. The up-down split remains favorable at 33 positive weeks versus 18 negative weeks, but the average loss of 3.5% is slightly larger than the average gain of 3.3%, and two recent reversal markers keep exhaustion risk on the watch list. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether BCS can convert a near-high recovery into a confirmed trend regime. The 52-week high at $27.38 is close, while the trend line at $23.99 remains the key weekly reference point for judging whether the advance retains structure. A hold above that level would keep the recovery intact. A sharp retreat toward it would make the inactive trend backdrop more important. Confirmation should come through activity pressure and volume. Positive pressure at 0.29 and relative strength at 6.95 show improving internal demand. But the next step would be stronger participation, with a volume ratio above 1.5 times, providing clearer evidence that buyers are broadening their commitment. Until then, Barclays has strong bank sector support and a powerful 12-week run, but the signal mix remains constructive rather than complete. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.